We weren't ready to go.
It's time.
And we apologize for what happened last Friday.
For the emergency break of the week.
We nominate Billy Kunda for this moment yesterday with 7:42 left.
Or
it's going to be...
Or maybe...
We're going to play it from the newsroom, right?
Yeah, let's go.
We are now.
Tommy?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Once again, Billy Cundiff with 7:42 left, set up from 34 yards out to maybe give the Cowboys a winning field goal.
What's happening?
This show sucks. This show sucks.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
We're having an issue in here.
Right. You think?
Yes. Time for the emergency break of the week, and it's brought to us by Classic BMW. And it looks like we have a couple of classics going at it here on the e-break, including candidate number one from the Saturday morning tee box. He's back again, Craig Rosengarten.
What?
Now, if you're sick, Deuce, you would say that someone's under the...
weather?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the phrase, under the weather.
I would say you might want to get used to it. At some point, it's going to be legal nationwide,
yeah,
whether you like it or not.
Well,
and if you don't like it, don't deal with it.
I didn't partake, and I didn't have a Red Bull either, but I'm a little out of the weather today, so...
Under the weather or out of the weather?
Under?
You just said out of the weather, so I was just seeing if you maybe come up with a new phrase.
3 minutes in.
Exactly. Out of the weather.
What does under the weather mean? It is out of the weather. Under the weather.
Yeah. Kind of like tip of the icing. You need to start your own language. That's all there is to it.
I think he already has.
Wait.
What?
Look how frustrated he got with the...
It does sound like he's making a recovery from a severe head injury, doesn't it?
Well, I think he is, George, actually.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no way that's a word.
Triassed.
All right, one more time.
I would say you might want to get used to it. At some point, it's going to be legal nationwide,
yeah,
whether you like it or not.
Well,
and if you don't like it, don't deal with it.
I didn't partake, and I didn't have a Red Bull either, but I'm a little out of the weather today, so...
Under the weather or out of the weather?
Under?
You just said out of the weather, so I was just seeing if you maybe come up with a new phrase.
3 minutes in.
Exactly. Out of the weather.
What does under the weather mean? It is out of the weather. Under, wait. Under the weather.
Wait. Yeah.
Kind of like tip of the icing. You need to start your own language. That's all there is to it.
No. He's just so out of it.
Did it sound a little like he was just trying to draw him off sides on that one, though? What is it,
some people?
What does under the weather mean?
Well, the Rosengarten truthers claim that all these are false flags that he's doing.
Group,
yeah, they're fake, and yeah,
that they're fake.
No, he really is. That wheels off, and he is candidate number one.
He doesn't really improve when you talk to him in person.
All right, candidate number two. How about a classic fight between Bob and Dan? Now, they've got a baseball bet. Sean, do you know the Rugi bet? Is it that Bob thinks he will draw 100 walks, right?
I think 103 might be the number.
103, I think, is the number they're looking at. But, you know, Rugi's on the DL, but Dan still updates how many walks he has, and it really infuriates Bob, so much so that Bob is all ready to pay off the bet.
Does Levi have this number? Aaron Judge up to 20 walks now. Rougned Odor still with 103 in our bet that we're following.
Every day we're following it.
You can give me the $100 now and we'll stop following it.
You swear?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Done.
Let's see.
No, I'll get it to you.
I want cash.
No, you'll have it before you get in your car.
Okay.
20, 40, 50.
So you don't want
50 right now.
This guy hates the P1.
Yeah, seriously. It's amazing. I remember when I first joined this show.
We can't even do the NBA playoffs today because we don't have time, and he's updating the freaking Rugi Odor walk total. He hasn't played in 3 weeks. He hasn't played in 3 weeks, Jake. And you're defending it? We can't get to the Sixers or the Cavs or any of these series. Russell Westbrook will not make today's show, but he can update Rugi Odor's walk total.
Here's 50. You'll get 50 by the end of the show, and I never want to hear about it again.
Okay, great.
Ever again.
Awesome.
Gosh.
Boy.
It's tense.
It is tense.
My two favorite things about that. Number one, Bob just peeling bills off.
Yeah, just to get him to shut up.
He's learned the lesson that most guys learn in their lives eventually, which is just throw money at a problem to make it shut up and
go away. There's a convenience charge out there. Just... Are you willing to pay it? Yeah.
And we can't get to the Sixers.
And then,
worst and violation ever.
Ringy back in 103, you know, in case you forgot. All right, one more time.
Does Levi have this number? Aaron Judge up to 20 walks now. Rougned Odor still with 103 in our bet that we're following.
Every day we're following it.
You can give me the $100 now and we'll stop following it.
You swear?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Done.
Let's see.
No, I'll get it to you.
I want cash.
No, you'll have it before you get in your car.
Okay.
20, 40, 50.
So you don't want
50 right now.
This guy hates the P1.
Yeah, seriously. It's amazing. I remember when I first joined this show.
We can't even do the NBA playoffs today because we don't have time, and he's updating the freaking Rugi Odor walk total. He hasn't played in three weeks, Jake. And you're defending it?
We can't get to the Sixers or the Cavs or any of these series.
Russell Westbrook will not make today's show, but he can update Rugi Odor's walk total.
Here's 50. You'll get 50 by the end of the show, and I never want to hear about it again.
Okay, great.
Ever again.
Awesome.
It's genius.
Man, I love those two so much.
You like when tension breaks out on that show?
Yes, I just love it so much. All right, Bob and Dan, candidates number two. And then candidate number three, since it is draft week, about the owner and GM of the Dallas Cowboys for dropping an F-bomb in a press conference.
Jason, I'm curious from you. We all enjoyed All or Nothing, I think. But have you watched it, and what did you think of it?
You know, I really haven't seen it. I saw bits and pieces of it along the way. So I don't really know that much about it to comment.
Have you heard from any of your family about it?
To be honest with you, I haven't.
Are you aware that you work as blue as you work in that show?
I'm sorry.
What the f*** are y'all getting to?
Might be an ender.
Next question.
Boy, we love the Judge Smales laugh by Stephen there at the end. And you were there.
Yeah, I was out there. It was rather shocking. That's for sure.
Would you ever laugh that hard if your dad said the F word, George? Did your dad say the F word in front of you?
No, not in front of me, no.
What about your dad, Mike?
My dad, earlier today, Mike's dad did.
He would only use it as an adjective for the Easter Bunny jumping over the neighbor's garage.
We did one of the funniest segments in ticket history off the air.
Off the air today. About Mike's dad talking about the Easter Bunny. After a few pops. Oh, maybe someday we'll do that playlist for you because it was really funny. All right, well, those are your three candidates. Craig Rosengarten, a Bob and Dan fight, or Jarrett. 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Hello, Mama Bear, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Rosen penis.
That is not how you pronounce his last name, sir. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
I'd like to vote for...
What? Vote for...
Can I vote?
Yeah, vote.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'd like to vote for Bob and Dan.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Bob.
Okay. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Good morning. I'd like to responsibly vote for Hedwig Rosenrosen.
Okay, thank you. Hello, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Is this sports?
Yes, it is sports.
We don't even have time to get to the 76ers.
Thank you. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
Hey, shout out to the Ron Foss fan and hit the theme caller. Bombity bombity and now voting for the e-break bit thing. The caller's going to vote. Pre-produced. Bad radio.
Okay, thanks.
Gosh.
Hi, you're on hey. Ticket AM and FM.
If I say the F-bomb, will y'all just drop me or will you bleep it out?
No, don't say it. Don't say it, sir. Okay, he's
all
gone.
Right.
Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yeah, I'm just a random dog walking down the alley, so I passed by the radio and picked up the phone to call on the vote thing, and I would like to vote for the super tight but still bloody love hole of Bob.
Did he say Bob?
I think so.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner, Bob and Dan, for a little back and forth in the e-break win.
Does Levi have this number? Aaron Judge up to 20 walks now. Rougned Odor still with 103 in our bet that we're following.
Every day we're following it.
You can give me the $100 now and we'll stop following it.
You swear?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Done.
Let's see.
No, I'll get
I want
it to
cash.
You. No, you'll
this.
Have it before you get in your car.
Okay.
20, 40,
so,
50.
So you don't want
here's 50 right now.
This guy hates the P1.
Yeah, seriously.
It's
amazing. Radio?
I remember
we're so
when I
short,
first joined this
we
show.
We can't even do the NBA playoffs today because we don't have time, and he's updating the freaking Rougned Odor walk total. He hasn't played in 3 weeks. He hasn't played in 3 weeks, Jake, and you're defending it? We can't get to the Sixers or the Cavs or any of these series. Russell Westbrook will not make today's show, but he can update Rougned Odor's walk total.
Here's 50. You'll get 50 by the end of the show, and I never want to hear about it again.
Okay, great.
Ever again.
Awesome.
Jeez.
So awesome. How many is that for Bob and Dan?
Well, we're going to do for accounting purposes, Bob. Okay. 21st wins 73 behind Norman Golden State Hitzkus.
Oh, gosh. Whoa. All right.
Warriors.
A little bit of an unfair shot there.
Yeah, he's a Warriors fan.